So I think what they'll have learnt is that they're capable of going through 2 hours of debate without making a gaffe, and I think that was really the name of the game this evening. I don't think many minds will be changed as a result of the debate that's taken place, even though the seven candidates were talking for some 2 hours. All the candidates were very much focusing their attacks on President Bush rather than each other, and of course trying not to make gaffes like the one that spectacularly derailed Howard Dean's campaign after he made that infamous yelp after the Iowa caucuses on Monday. So really, I think we need to look beyond what's happened in New Hampshire in the debate this evening to the polls, which really tell a much clearer story about where the Democratic hopefuls stand in the run-up to the New Hampshire primary. And those polls show very clearly the Democrat John Kerry riding a very clear wave of momentum and surging ahead in the polls, really coming from behind as a result of what he achieved in Iowa earlier this week.